The men in the Kremlin do not smile easily. Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev banged his shoe at the United Nations. Soviet Foreign Minister Andrei Gromyko was known in the West as Grim Grom or Mr. Nyet. But this spring, Russia's President Dmitry Medvedev unveiled a new look, a friendly face to the West. He told a European reporter, "I would like to see Russia smiling and taking the face of a young, modern person." Oil was on its way back to $90 a barrel, but foreign investment had not returned after Russia's 2008 invasion of Georgia. Russia's group of allies, Belarus, North Korea, Venezuela, and Zimbabwe, were lampooned as the losers' club. China and Russia switched economic places. Konstantin von Egert, a Moscow political analyst, increasingly hears Russians worrying about China's relentless rise.
Another factor is the growth of Chinese economic and political and military might on Russia's borders. China squeezes Russia out of Central Asia. It increasingly shows that Russia is its junior partner, and to some extent it is so, because it's major Russian companies that borrow money from the Chinese and not the other way around.
Russia's leadership took a hard look at failed efforts to restore superpower glory. Downsizing ambitions, they chose a pragmatic slogan, modernizing alliances. Carnegie Moscow Center Director Dmitry Trenin is writing a book that explores post-imperial Russia.
What the Russian leadership has also done was to essentially tell the foreign ministry people that simply supporting a crumbling image, a crumbling facade of Russia, the great power, was not enough. So the mission of Russia's foreign policy was to reach out to the countries that could be external modernization resources for Russia.
Russians complain that China sees Russia as a raw material supplier. In contrast, Europe sees Russia as a frontier for industrial investment. But two obstacles can block full European cooperation: the United States and Poland. Moscow's reset with Washington is real. It survives challenges Russian officials once called provokatsi. The unveiling of a Russian spy ring 3 days after President Medvedev's visit to Washington last summer, the deportation from Bangkok to New York of Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout, and the post-election surge in Republican opposition to the New START treaty. Keeping an eye on the prize, Russia canceled the sale of anti-aircraft missiles that were to protect Iranian nuclear facilities. In return, Washington helps Russia enter the World Trade Organization, an event expected to bring more foreign investment. Washington protects Russia's southern flank by bolstering Afghanistan and keeping radical Islam from spilling into Central Asia. Von Egert, again in Moscow.
The Russian political class, Russian leadership, imagine with horror, with creeping horror, what's going to happen when the international coalition headed by the United States pulls out of Afghanistan. Russia has porous borders with Central Asia. And if there is a Taliban spillover into places like Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, or Uzbekistan, that is going to hit Russia very badly.
Better relations with Washington unlock American investment for Russia. Pepsi is buying Russia's largest dairy and juice company, the largest acquisition ever by a U.S. company in Russia. Poland also blocked full Russian access to the European Union. A big stumbling block was Katyn, the Russian forest where Stalin's secret police murdered thousands of Polish prisoners during World War II. On April 7, Prime Minister Vladimir Putin reached out to Poland, praying with Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk at a memorial in Katyn. 3 days later, tragedy struck. A Polish government plane carrying the nation's president and 95 other dignitaries crashed in fog near Katyn. President Medvedev persevered with the outreach, attending the funeral